Thank you. So good evening, everyone. I'm Julie Fedorchak, member of the North Dakota Public Service Commission, and we are gathered here on the 12th floor of the Capitol and virtually all over the world for a public input session on the Montana-Dakota Utility Company's rate increase request, case number PU-23-341. With me in this commission hearing room is my colleague, Commissioner Sherry Haugen-Hoffert, a bunch of staff, and MDU staff members as well, and leaders. And I think we have one member of the public also attending, Randy, for your benefit. And we have Randy Christman, our chair, who is participating virtually from his home because he has a meeting that he has to attend after this, and it was impossible for him to get all the way there. So with that, Sherry, do you have any opening comments?
No, I do not.
How about you, Randy?
I do not, other than appreciating everybody's patience with me doing this virtually so I could get the church here tonight.
Absolutely. I'm glad that it can work out that way. So typically how these work is we have the company provide kind of an explanation of their request, what's behind it, how much it is, how it affects ratepayers, and then we open it up for members of the public to offer any thoughts or concerns that they have about the rate increase request. We use this information to sort of guide the questions that we ask during the hearing process. Our advocacy staff is in the room as well, listening to the concerns of the public, and they use it to dig up, you know, and dig apart the company's requests and also make the case for the public interest on this case. So it's really valuable. I appreciate the one gentleman who is here, and we'll invite you to come forward in a few minutes to provide your comments, and then also if there's anybody online, we will invite you to participate as well. So with that, I think we will go ahead and turn it over to MDU and the staff people here who are ready to make the presentation.
Thank you, commissioners. We can start maybe with some introductions. I am Tara Vesey with Regulatory Affairs.
Stephanie Bosch with Regulatory Affairs.
And Travis Jacobson with Montana Dakota's Regulatory Affairs as well.
And I think there was a presentation.
Oh, yeah. Matt, can you pull that presentation? There we go.
Great.
We don't need to see Randy. We know what he looks like.
I'm back.
Thank you. So as was stated, this is a slideshow to cover case number PU-23-341. And this slide here is a pictorial representation of MDU Resources Electric and Natural Gas Utility Group. And really what this represents is each individual company within this particular map represents a standalone company within MDU Resources Utility Group. So you can see that Montana Dakota Utilities covers Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, and we have Great Plains that is a division of Montana Dakota Utilities that covers Minnesota and Wahpeton, North Dakota. And then there's Cascade Natural Gas that covers Washington and Oregon, and Intermountain Gas Company that covers Idaho. And so each one of these individual standalone companies is under the utility group umbrella that feeds up into MDU Resources. But then there's also other company lines that feed up into MDU Resources, such as WBI, Everest, and so on. So we're Montana Dakota Utilities is one standalone company feeding up into this overarching MDU Resources organization. And then within Montana Dakota Utilities, there are these four individual states that have, and of course this case is talking about the North Dakota Natural Gas Service Area, of which is sort of pictorially represented on this map here. And Montana Dakota serves just shy of 118,000 natural gas customers in 77 communities in North Dakota. So this particular increase that we're talking about today was filed on November 1st, 2023, and the request was for $11.6 million annually over the current prices, and that reflects an overall increase of 7.45%. It also included an interim increase request of $10.1 million, or 6.5%, which was effective January 1, 2024. So for an average residential customer, that increase was $5.23 for Montana Dakota customers and $2.86 for those Great Plains customers in Wahpeton, North Dakota. The last price increase that we've taken was in June of 2021, and that was for $6.9 million, or 6%. So the main reasons for the increase that we're requesting today, or that we have requested, was infrastructure investment. The company has invested $35 million since 2021 over a variety of reasons, some of which include our system safety and integrity program. And those investments included increased depreciation expense and property tax increases. We've also seen increased labor expenses and other inflationary increases that other companies have seen. So if we talk about a typical residential customer that is using about 80 decatherms a year, this increase would be about $5.89 per month for Montana Dakota utility customers, or $5.16 per month for Great Plains customers in Wahpeton, North Dakota. Another change that is proposed in this case is a reintroduction of a volumetric charge to a residential bill of about 43.8 cents per decatherm. So one of the things that I like about this particular representation is that it really talks through, both on the MDU side and the Great Plains side, is that the case here is really talking about breaking down that on a particular bill, there's typically three areas of a bill. There's a basic service charge. There's a that is a kind of a flat fee every month. There's a distribution charge that's usually a volumetric fee based on the number of decatherms that a customer may use. And then there's a cost of gas that's based on the number of decatherms that a customer may use. And that cost of gas is not part of what is being considered in this case. That cost of gas is still going to be based on the commodity cost of gas and is still going to fluctuate based on the natural changes within the market price of gas. The company will continue to not make a margin on that cost of gas. The company will continue to pass that cost through to the customer as it is obtained. So really this particular case is related to the distribution charge and the basic service charge. So again, this next slide is really just breaking down that 7.45% increase based on the proposed customer group. And again, looking at the residential area as a 9.84% increase. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tara. Appreciate that presentation. Sherry or Randy, any questions? We can pull Randy back up too, Matt. Or any comments that you want to make?
One.
All right. Go ahead, Randy.
Am I up?
You're up. Yep.
Okay, Tara, as I understood it earlier today, and I think now again, but I didn't think of this question earlier, you say that interim increase was 523 and 286 for MDU and then for Wahpeton. The requested is 589 and 516. So on the overall MDU side, the request is only just a little more than 10% more than what the interim rates already were this the early part of this year. But at Wahpeton, it's almost double. Why that? Why wouldn't it be the same percentage difference?
Commissioner, it's because of the current rate design that Wahpeton and today Wahpeton and North Dakota customers have, MDU North Dakota customers have different residential rate structures. So when you apply interim, which is a percent of bill, it plays through that differently than a final rate design.
Oh, the interim was just a percentage. We didn't take that into consideration there.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, Sherry, any questions?
No, just maybe a comment from based on the questions this morning. Is there anything that you feel would be prevalent to review a little bit? I think part of it was, I don't remember, like explaining volumetric charge. I think that was a big one.
Are you looking for the reasons or to walk through the different components of a bill? I think we did both.
Well, I'll leave it up to you.
Okay. It's today, residential customers just pay the basic service charge and a cost of gas. What we have proposed in this case is to... Sure. So in the case for residential customers, we proposed a basic service charge increase, but we also proposed to reintroduce the volumetric charge to customers' bills in this case. A couple of the reasons is the size of the increase, as well as we've taken into consideration some past commissioners' comments in that request. And as we, as Tara mentioned on slide eight, it's, so today on that top chart on page eight, we just have a basic service charge and a distribution charge. It's that 45% of the bill, and we're proposing to introduce 5% of that be recovered through a volumetric charge.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Well, I think we can go ahead and open up for comments from the public. And we have one gentleman in the room. So if you want to come, you can sit right at the head of the table there or in the middle and use the microphone, if you could please, and just tell us your name and what kind of concerns or questions you have, and just hit that button. There you go. And pull it up a little bit closer so Randy can be sure to hear you.
Sure. I don't know how much time I have.
As much as you want.
Okay, thanks. So good afternoon. My name is Brian Pechtel. The Hungarians and whatnot, just put one vowel in the last name, so it's P-E-C-H-T-L. I'm a resident of Bismarck, and I stand in opposition to the MDU requested increase 7.45% or $11.6 million. You know, this comes on the heels for the public of a 12.3 or $25.4 million rate increase that MDU requested last year for electric rates, and I do know that they are different. Lest anyone think that I'm against capitalism, free market, and return for investors, that is the farthest thing from my mind. I believe that companies do have to be good stewards for their investors, for their employees, and whatnot, and to make sure the company is solvent. That's a good sign of leadership and stewardship to everybody involved. And I appreciate my MDU services that I pay for. Unlike a true free market, of course, MDU has their pricing regulated here at the PSC, and I'm grateful for that because I'm afraid of what the charges would be if it was not. The problem I think that I and a number of the general public have is when we see, and I know it's not a complete part of the picture, but when we see salaries at the top of the company, that's a huge one, particularly the executive team. I understand that the company certainly needs to make infrastructure changes and updates, because again, we want a good, safe systems in place, and that is important. The struggles and the upgrades and so forth that the company is looking to do, I think it's, you know, it's a relief for investors that the company was able to make generous dividends in 2023 to investors. In the annual report, MDU states that they've had 86 years of paid dividends. And additionally, in the report, the annual report for MDU Resources Group, said that they had roughly $48.5 million in net income in natural gas. Part of my problem, and I think the general public's perception, is when we look at someone like former CEO David Gooden, who in 2023 totaled $6.9 million in a salary benefits package for one person. For some perspective, that's more than 50% of the total rate request increase this year. For someone like me, on my current state of North Dakota salary that I get, that's about 95 years of my pay. Much more than that when we look at people who are not in as good a shape. The replacement for Mr. Gooden, and I'm sure I will pronounce the name wrong, Ms. Cavisto, had her salary, bonuses, stock options worth $2.4 million in 2023 in her previous position with the company, and I'm guessing that there will be higher compensation in a new position this year. If MDU is struggling financially with production costs, salaries, and so on, perhaps we need a lower-priced leadership team that is better able to forecast the utility market and increased inflationary challenges. I would imagine that anyone in the last 4 to 6 years could have been predicted the inflation that we're in right now. Approving this requested rate increase is kind of a slap in the face of consumers and reward to MDU Resources Group, I would say, for an inability to look beyond the pocketbooks of the executive leadership team, which totals in the tens of million dollars in just the last 4 years alone. This is what consumers see. We know that there's more to the picture, more to the story, but that's what the consumers are seeing. In closing, we all face inflationary challenges, MDU no different than us, citizens. The difference is we all tighten our belts when we're faced with financial challenges in our private lives, much more when someone doesn't earn the pay totaling in the last 4 years for the current CEO of $9.3 million in 4 years, and the previous CEO earning $28.5 million in 4 years in salary and other benefits and compensation. It's in that time, right now, we're looking at people who are living on fixed incomes, like Social Security and whatnot, who have to pay for increased rent, groceries, healthcare, health insurance, home insurance, medicine, property taxes, water rates, electricity costs. And I think it's kind of time for corporations to tighten their belts the same way that the consumers have. Again, I know that there's more to the picture, certainly, and I'm not against people being justly compensated. The big problem I think that myself and other consumers have is when we see a handful of executives whose combined salaries are also the combined totals of the previous and current rate increase. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate your thoughtful comments and the research you did in presenting them here. I'll let Randy and Sherry go first. Sherry, since you're in the room, do you have any questions for Brian?
No, but I want to thank you for coming forward and bringing forth some information that we do look at, you know, in looking at rate cases, and especially during these hard times that we're all going through on the inflation and what it means to each and every one of us. And we do hear from the public concerns like yours, but thank you so much. I have no questions for you.
Thank you. Brandy, how about you?
I have no questions, but appreciate you being here, Brian. This is why we hold these.
Very good. I will just say, and I'm quite certain you know this, but I do want to just explain the things that we look at. So of the executives you mentioned, Cavisto, she is the executive, the CEO for MDU Utility.
Yep.
The others are not. Yes. They're the resources groups. So that's not something that we have any influence over at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even saying we don't certainly don't set the salary for the CEO, even for the regulated utility. But it's definitely a part of the mix of everything in the rate case. And so appreciate you bringing that forward. And yeah, you make very, very good points. Times are challenging right now, and it's certainly a balance trying to get at the right rate structure and amount to support the proper investments, maintain safety, reliability at the lowest possible cost, while also, you know, maintaining the investors' rights for a return and trying to balance all that. Those are certainly the things we try to get to. So appreciate you being here and presenting your information.
All right. Thank you.
Anybody online? Matt?
Matt? He must be responding to something.
Doesn't look like anybody else from the public. I do see Minot Daily News is in the GoToMeeting. I don't know if they're allowed to ask any questions or if this is just strictly public or...
This would be public. If they want to interview somebody, we can certainly connect them with somebody afterwards.
Okay.
They might just be here listening to what other public input
okay.
exists. Thank you, Matt. All right. Well, on the Otter Tail Power one, we got skunked. There was no public input, so it's good that we've had somebody show up both in person. Both. We love that. So we can certainly hang out for a while. Randy, how long would you like to keep it open as chair?
Oh, I think maybe another 10 or 15 minutes. It seems like we should go beyond a half hour anyway, since we had listed it as such.
6:05, maybe. Sherry, are you comfortable with that? All right. Very good. Well, we can just kind of hang out.
This is usually when the portfolio holder sings a couple numbers or something to entertain.
Well,
so wait for other calls.
I really enjoyed America the Beautiful at the Republican National Convention, and the beauty of it was that it was a sing-along and everyone joined in. So if you all want to join me. We don't even have to use the mics except for Randy. Yeah. Oh, it really was something to have an arena full of, I don't know how many people, belting out America the Beautiful. It was... Especially the first verse, because everybody knows all the words to the first verse. There was a lot of people mouthing the words to the second chorus. Watermelon, watermelon. Oh, but the chorus, for sure, everybody got. Oh. Now we're going to all keep our eye out for you in the elevators. Oh, very good. Thought you were going to say Josh Gallion or somebody like that. This is where some good jokes would come in handy.
Well, don't make any state auditor jokes. We got a glowing state audit completed.
We were pleased about that. Definitely.
Yes. We're kind of used to it, but it's always nice to see when an outside person audits us and pretty thoroughly, I might add, and has no recommendations.
Yep. once you get the practices in place and follow them, you should be good.
A lot of details there for our crack staff to make sure and follow diligently and not cut any corners so that there is nothing in the audit, and proud of them.
We could talk about the, you know, the chances for UND versus NDSU football this year, who's going to win.
Well, I know I'm putting my money on the Bison.
Well, they let you down last year. It sure was fun, though. Yeah. It was a great game.
Great meeting that we had though after the game.
Exactly.
Our attire was appropriate.
That's right. Get one more of those this fall.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
I guess this one isn't home field advantage, though. So it might not be quite as much fun. Although it would be pretty fun to win in NDSU.
Are we spotting you guys any points again this year?
You didn't last year. Was there a bet? Did Randy pay up?
What did we bet?
I'm sure we did.
Didn't he have to wear something?
I think I had to give back 10% of my winnings on all the previous bets and all the previous years.
Huh. Lies.
Well, they haven't. I'm going to start betting on their chances on hockey. They don't even beat University of Mary.
And of course, we have our shot putter going to the Olympics.
That is true. That's pretty cool. Olympics starts on Friday, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think it does. Remember the days when that was like you waited and waited and could not. I barely even knew it was happening this year until just a couple weeks ago. I do love it, though. Track and field is so fun.
There's an NDSU shot putter.
Yeah, that's good.
I have not. I'm an NDSU grad, and I'm
sorry about that.
And a shot putter? Are you a fan of
quality education up there?
Are you a fan of the shot put sport?
No, but I just always like to follow it, and that's huge. I did not know this.
It's pretty cool.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So I always give Steph a hard time.
Because she's so smart. Give her such a hard time because you can't keep up with her.
He would still be outnumbered.
We have a similar set of conversations.
Yes, yes. So let's do a mini survey of the room and online. What is your favorite Olympic event? We'll start with Leaf.
Summer or winter?
Either. You could say. But since we're approaching summer, let's keep it at summer. Is there water skiing by chance? There might be. Yes. Okay, Victor, what about you? Victor is as not a shock curmudgeon, doesn't anti-Olympic. Anti-Olympics. Gosh. This is anti-American. You are against the Olympics.
It used to be, and this is what now is to show how, like, because I used to, every day, I'd pick an Olympian and then I would use their name in a sentence. And
that's fun.
So it would be like, I, you know, like, much like Simone Biles, you were a triple soak out today on the wheel of lunch. I hope you never find that.
Except for that's except actually that's a figure skating move, but. Oh, that's funny. Oh, good. Gosh. All right, Matt, what about you? Are you a curmudgeon too? Olympic curmudgeon?
I don't purposely watch them, but I don't avoid them explicitly either. Well, I don't have cable. I guess I don't go out of my way to watch the Olympics. I do enjoy watching bobsledding if I do catch it.
Okay, that's not on this summer. But
why not? I mean, haven't you watched Cool Runnings? It's technically summer when they started training.
That is one of the best shows.
I was just thinking, like, it's got to be because of that movie.
Possibly, yeah.
I actually cried in Cool Runnings. It's one of Mike's most like outrageous Julie moments. She cries in Cool Runnings. So, all right. So you don't watch the summer either, Steve?
Probably gymnastics.
Excellent. Yeah, Sherry, how about you?
I kind of watch a lot of it.
What's your favorite?
Oh well, I would have to say gymnastics. But when Michael Phelps was swimming, it was swimming.
Yeah, he was amazing.
When you have somebody like that, you just follow him, not stalk him, follow him.
And the gal from Williston, right? What was her name again? She was really good. A swimmer. Yeah, long distance. I can't remember. Yeah.
Katie Ledecky. The great Katie Ledecky.
Yes, yes. Yes. She was from Williston. Randy? How about you?
Whose grandma is a friend of my mother-in-law.
Did you date her?
What is your favorite summer Olympic sport?
It's a split between the saddle bronc and bull riding.
I knew that was coming. I knew it. All right. Okay. Over here, Mark.
Track and field.
Mark says track and field. Garrett. It is pretty exciting though, the marathon.
Maybe the last 10 seconds.
Yeah. The last 10
the
seconds.
Final stretch.
All right. Brian, how about you? What's your favorite Olympic sport? Track and field. Oh, that is fun.
That's speed. That is speed.
Yeah, the fastest human. That's really hard to not like, unless you're Victor Shook. And it's short. Yeah. Stacy, how about you? What's your favorite?
I like watching the gymnastics. And there are wonderful equestrian events.
Oh.
But they do not cover them normally on regular TV. Yeah. So you have to search them out some way different. Not road riding, but there are equestrian events.
Stacy is talking about the equestrian events. Randy, if you couldn't hear that, because she wasn't at
all. All right. Way to go, Stacy.
Yeah. They aren't always on network TV, but they are out there.
Okay, we have these three.
Yes, Travis.
I don't like to be like Victor. It's unlikely I'm going to watch any of them. Although the girls' basketball has been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter watches that, so I might.
All right. Women's basketball? Tara?
I mean, I'll watch dressage, I'll watch jumping, I'll watch gymnastics, track and field, but I like the 4x100 the best relay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm more like you, Stephanie. What about you?
That is extreme, but I'll watch a few events.
It's like you have it on now. I mean, when it starts, you have the TV on, you might be doing something, and you'll be like, all of a sudden you're standing there watching it, the whole race, you know, and you're like.
The sand volleyball, nobody mentioned that, but that is really, really fun. The sand, and both the diving is fun. Diving is great. Oh, yeah, Greg Louganis. I was mesmerized by the gymnastics as a kid. Olga Corbett, way back to Olga Corbett. Oh, yes. Mary Lou Retton. She was my idol. Yeah.
You had her haircut, too, didn't you?
I tried. I tried. But when I was in college, I did an internship at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. And my claim to fame, which my husband hates, is I dated an Olympian. So I rub that into him whenever I can. You said it, Travis. No, I upgraded. I upgraded. It was, yes. It was.
Looks like it's a 6 after, Commissioner.
Do we have it? But we're having so much fun. There, I trust that there's nobody out there besides from the Minot Daily Reporter.
No, and they're no longer here either.
Oh.
That's good.
I chased him away.
I look forward to PSC Olympics coming up.
Yes.
We got to start thinking about this, Jules.
PSC Olympics.
Coming soon to a workstation near you or office.
Okay, well... We don't have any more members of the public in the room. We would have stopped our conversation and gone right back to business if anyone else had come. And we don't have anybody online. So I think that if it's all right with everybody, we'll just call it good. Thanks for participating and being here, company. Thank you, Brian, for bringing your comments and concerns. We will take them to heart and include them in our consideration of the case as a whole. So thanks, everybody. Randy, have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.